Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I'm here with actress and model Maggie Q. She drew acclaim for her starring role as Nikita in the CW's action thriller, and has also appeared in all three installments of the Divergent film series. She will co-star opposite Kiefer Sutherland in the ABC drama Designated Survivor this fall. But today, we're here to talk about some songs that have inspired her throughout her life as part of KCW's guest DJ project. Maggie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what's the first track you got for us?
I have a song that nobody will know. Hawaiian music was a really big part of growing up because it was just a huge part of our culture. And when we were going to school, we had to take Hawaiian, we had to dance hula, we had to, you know, count in Hawaiian and do different things. And it was just the way there was growing up in Hawaii. It was part of the curriculum. So hula was a big sort of, it was a very, to me, a very elegant form of self-expression. And it was something that through its storytelling and elegance, you were able to honor the culture that I was born and raised into in Hawaii. And so Hawaiian music means a lot to me. And if there were one song growing up in terms of the Hawaiian music, it would be Le Pikake. And it's funny because it's about a flower. Pikake is a flower, a very small, extraordinary flower. And Hawaiians have this way of taking this one small thing from nature and singing a love song about it. It's really beautiful.
Well, here it is, the Hawaiian group Hapa with Le Pikake. That was Hapa with Le Pikake. What's the next track you got for us?
You know, I was, you know, I'm an 80s kid. And so for me, songs from movies were it at the time. You know, you saw, they didn't make as many movies as they do now. So the ones that they did sort of really mattered, you know, all the John Hughes films and the young love stuff. And, you know, you're a young teenage girl. And so these songs affect you and they stay with you forever. So my pick is a Peter Cetera song from The Karate Kid Part 2. And the reason why this song always stayed with me and it affected me was because Karate Kid Part 2, my friend Tamlin Tomita is in. He goes to Japan and he falls in love with this sort of Asian girl in Japan. And, you know, growing up as a minority, you know, I never watched films where the cute, the hot, the guy of the moment fell in love with an Asian girl. Mm. That was just, it didn't happen. And it was the first time it did for me as a kid. And I'm watching that going, oh my God, that's so cool that the hot guy in school is in love with the Asian girl. So that never left me. That song always reminded me of that relationship.
Well, here it is, Peter Cetera with Glory of Love. That was Peter Cetera with Glory of Love from the Karate Kid soundtrack, Karate Kid Part 2 soundtrack. What's the next track you got for us?
I sent in a song to you guys that I wrote as Def Leppard, but it came up as Defense Leppard on my iPhone. My mother was a bartender when I was growing up, and we would always come and before work, help her prep the bar and, you know, be there on weekends and things like that. So, you know, there was jukeboxes everywhere. There was one in the front, one on the side, one in the back. And Pour Some Sugar on Me was the song in every jukebox at that time. And so we would play it over and over. And funnily enough, I really never listened to the lyrics of that song. It's the most ridiculous song ever written because I ended up doing a movie where that was the theme song to our movie. And we actually sang it in the credit roll at the end of the movie. And so I actually finally, for the first time, looked at the lyrics. It's a really dumb song, but it was very popular at the time.
What was Hawaii like in the 80s?
It was wanting to be like the mainland U.S., you know. We were getting all our inspiration from those movies I'm talking about, you know, all of us, except, you know, Hawaii was mixed ethnic, you know, the white girls in school are not the most popular, but we were still always trying to look like them from the movies. So it was funny.
Well, here's Def Leppard with Pour Some Sugar On Me. That was Def Leppard with Pour Some Sugar On Me from their huge album of 1987, Hysteria, as selected by our guest, Maggie Q. What's the next track you got for us?
I fell in love with hip-hop with Digital Underground. I mean, I loved Run DMC and I loved all those groups at the time, but Digital Underground made hip-hop fun for me. Hmm. And, you know, I just, I fell in love with their music when I was young.
How did you discover songs like this?
My sister worked at, do you remember a music store called Sam Goody?
Of course.
So, you know, my sister ended up working at Sam Goody when she was a teenager and I was much younger. And so it was whatever she brought home or got free or they had overstock of that we would be listening to. So that's how I started to fall in love with music, just through sort of like the recheck, the scratched, you know, things or the tapes that, you know, were messed up.
Well, here's Digital Underground with the Humpty Dance. That was Digital Underground with the Humpty Dance. Would you describe yourself as a good dancer?
I don't know. That's a sort of a question you'd have to ask someone else. But I love to dance. Let's put it that way.
Fair enough. Well, your last pick is sort of an old classic rock favorite from Pink Floyd.
Yeah, my brother, you know, again, being the youngest of five, you just become inspired by your brothers and sisters, and the things that they like become things that you eventually like. My brother was a typical brother, you know, he locked himself in his room and, you know, you never really heard from him, but he was always playing Pink Floyd. He had great taste in music, but he really loved Pink Floyd. And I still remember Money just playing over and over and over. It affected me and it made me fall in love with Pink Floyd at a very young age. And he wouldn't let me in his room because he didn't want his little sister in his room. So I would sit outside his door and listen to it from the other side of the door.
How did you catch the acting bug?
Ooh, I think it caught me. You know, I was a broke student who was on a scholarship, but I was trying to pay part of my tuition that the scholarship didn't cover. And I wasn't making ends meet. And I ended up being taken on a contract to Japan to make some money to come back home because I was very desperate to sort of finish my education and get out. But one thing turned into another and I ended up actually traveling and moving from Japan to Taiwan and ending up in Hong Kong. And when I did land in Hong Kong, I was noticed by Jackie Chan's management company. He was producing action movies for the new generation of action stars. And that's how I sort of entered into the film industry. But interestingly enough, it wasn't because I thought I wanted to be an actress or it was even interesting to me. I really just needed money. So to be very frank, and so I did it because, you know, make a substantial amount of money that I could put away and get home. And that turned into another movie and another movie. And then I thought, oh my gosh, I'm really doing this. And it wasn't until the fourth movie that someone said, what do you think about your career? I said, what are you talking about? I don't have a career. I'm just doing a bunch of jobs. Because I don't think I ever saw myself as a performer. And so I think it was harder to digest when it did happen.
Well, here it is, Pink Floyd with their single Money.
Money! It's a crime.
That was Pink Floyd with Money from their 1973 album, The Dark Side of the Moon. Well, Maggie, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at KCUW.com.
Thank you. I hope you enjoyed my weird mix.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCUW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.